George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, men who spoke fearlessly and took the lead when our nation's future was in doubt. Centuries before, men like Elijah and Isaiah did the same for the nation of ancient Israel, but their nation did not endure, not in those days. And yet their words have. Why? Because they have significance not just for one nation, but for all nations. They both pointed to the Christ, the coming Savior. Isaiah said he'll come preaching the good news to the poor. And Jesus came, doing exactly that. Luke reports that he traveled from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God, that is, God's rule in human hearts and lives, good news of the most remarkable sort, the news that the holy God receives sinful human beings like a father restoring rebellious children, himself paying the price to set things right. Indeed, Jesus became the good news by doing just that, paying the price to set us right with God.